is the West Bend East Suns, after finishing fourth in the North Shore Conference, taking on their conference rivals, the Port Washington Pirates. Suns finishing 8-8 in the season. In conference play, it had been an up-and-down year as they are all set to go here. They're the first batter coming from the Port Washington Pirates, who finished 6-11 in conference play, is none other than Zach Uzelding. Count right now 2-2 as he fouls that one away. Uzelding facing the pitching of the Suns. Gilliman, Matthew Gelnick, will be stepping in here with the throwing. Looking at the others across the board here, as here's the pitch. And got him strike three. Uzelding is down to one away. Once again, this is the final summer baseball playoffs, as WIA has decided to move it, move all baseball to spring. Enough teams have defected. Only 50 teams remaining in summer baseball. As stepping into the plate, and the two spot is Nolan Large, the senior infielder slash pitcher, and here's the pitch, swing and a miss on a changeup, got him good. Cooper Schlosser is catching for the Suns. Joey Mickles, another senior over at first base, as here's the pitch to Large. Took a ball low, it's ball one, strike one, one out, and nobody on. Winner of this game will face West Bend West as next pitch is a curveball, comes in high. Counts 2-1 now for Large. The pitch, swung on a high one, high fastball, and a high cut by Large. Evens the count at two apiece. Rest of the starters is Nate Schubert over at second base as it is grounded foul toward the Port Washington dugout. Port Washington dugout is first base side. For those of you who have never been to Regner Park, Suns on the third base line. Remaining starters, Ben Seaman is over at third. The shortstop is his little brother, Michael Seaman. In left field is Kyle Yacham. In the center is Blake Furlano. As the pitch coming to Large, he sends a nice little liner over to second, and Schubert has that. It's two away. And rounding it all out in right field is Juan Garola, one of the new contributors here to the Suns team. A Suns team that pulled off the seemingly impossible feat of sweeping West Bend West, the defending state champions. The two outs. Up steps in Marcus Schmidt, the junior outfielder. He takes a strike. The 0-1 coming is high and outside. I'll have a quick look here at the bracket in just a moment. And the next pitch comes in. Got that inside corner. Making it 1-2 with two out, nobody on for Schmidt. Here comes the pitch. Swung on a high inside pitch. It's three up and three down. That'll be the end of the first inning. And at the top of the first, we remain scoreless here. We'll keep it right here as the Suns will take a look at their batting lineup here. Blake Furlano will lead us off here, the center fielder. Joey Mickles will be in the two spot as head coach Ron Hedrick shifting up the lineup quite a bit this year. Cooper Schlosser in the three spot. Kyle Yacham will be batting in the cleanup section. Ben Seaman batting fifth. Juan Garola batting sixth. Jackson Droman, the DH. The DH in the seventh slot, Mike Seaman is batting eighth. And senior Nate Schubert will round up the lineup batting ninth. Looking at the Port Washington defense here, Zach Uzelding, senior wearing number zero, will be pitching here today. He will be delivering to Michael Murphy over at first base. It's Derek Mueller. Second base will be number 12, the senior Lucas Burke. Robert Ross over at third base. At short is Nolan Large. Going over to left field is going to be Eli Butchick. At center is Marcus Schmidt, and out in right field, rounding out the lineup is Daniel Barney. For Washington, a surprising team here this year. They've chalked up their share of wins. That much cannot be denied. Looking at the bracket one more time as East. Either way, tomorrow we will have a game between a West Bend team and the winner of this game. The winner of East will take on West Bend West in the 3 slot. Not the usual number one slot that they've become accustomed to, but nobody's perfect for the defending state champions. Off the bracket, number 7, Grafton taking on Whitefish Bay as Uzelding facing Furlano, delivers, and his changeup missed outside. One out of the count, and Uzelding not one to waste time. Here it comes. Furlano takes a low one. And already we have ourselves a 2-0 count for Blake Furlano, the usual leadoff man here. And Furlano, the next pitch through the gap between short and third for a base hit. Furlano will reach. Looking here at the schedule here, as I mentioned, it's been an up-and-down year for the Suns. They've lost the port at Port Washington, a 9-4 loss there. They also managed an 8-0 win over Port here at Regner Park. So as Furlano's going on the next pitch to Mickles, and the throw is off the mark. Sliding in safe is Furlano at second. It's a 1-0 count now to Joey Mickles, who's been shifted around here. He started his career as a catcher. He's been moved around quite a bit, settled in at first base. He's been up and down the batting order right now in the 2 slot. So Furlano, the go-ahead run, moves it off to second base on the steal. 1-0 count to Mickles, and Uzelding finds himself in some early trouble with nobody out. Mickles will show bunt, and it's a nice bunt right down, just right of the pitcher. Uzelding will get it. The throw to first is in time. A sack bunt for Joey Mickles. It's one away, but that advances Furlano to third. The go-ahead run is in scoring position with only one out, and that'll bring up Cooper Schlosser. Schlosser, the catcher this year, can also play outfield and first base, but has been the go-to catcher here. Throws right, bats left, and he's in there with one out. And the go-ahead run right there at third base. And Uzelding delivers. And Schlosser grounds it. Over pass first base for a base hit. Furlano will come in and score. It's 1-0 with one out in the bottom of the first. And the Suns trying to punch their ticket to the next round for the right to face West Bend West, whom they've beaten twice this year, though they'll be the away team as in the seedings. West gets the third slot. East is 6th for Washington 11th. I mentioned Grafton is 7 and Whitefish Bay at 10. Keewascom actually went out the bracket. They're the number one team as throw back the first to keep Schlosser in place. At the plate now in the cleanup slot is Kyle Yockum on the senior heavy roster. And going is Schlosser on a low pitch. Ball one. To Yockum. And Uzelding looking over at second there as 2 stolen bases given up already. Here's the pitch and strike looking on the changeup. Started high, came down low, and Yockum just kind of took a brief look at it. It's 1-1 now. One out and one on. Swing and a miss on an almost identical pitch. 1-2 now the count to Yockum. Uzelding really eyeing Schlosser there at second. The 1-2 coming, and it's going to be swung on. Grounded in the gap between the short and third for a base hit. The signal is on. Schlosser's going to go. The play at the plate. The throw is not in time. Sliding in safe. So they're going to second on the extra base hit. It is a Yakum, an RBI single plus a base. The throw coming from home plate by Murphy was short. Throw was not in time to catch Schlosser as he slid in safe, and we already have a meeting at the mound here for Port Washington. The Suns leading 2-0 with only one out in the bottom of one. So meeting at the mound here for Port Washington, and the Suns sitting pretty. Quick look at their schedule the last couple of games as the Port Washington huddle breaks up. As I mentioned, East tied with Grafton for fourth in the conference, 8-8 on the season. Proud owners of a four-game winning streak, which started ironically against Port, an 8-0 win there. They beat perennial contender New Holstein 3-2, then Moguanago 11-4 before finishing up the regular season against Waukesha North 16-6 as Ben Seaman steps in the 5 slot and Zelding puts in a changeup for strike one. And here's the delivery. This one came in low from Zelding. Seaman pretty good utility as he takes one low. Ball two, strike one, the count. He's played shortstop, third base, and he's pitched this year. As Zelding sets in, he's got a runner at second and delivers a breaking ball that fell low at the zone. Three-one now the count. Zelding wiping some sweat from his jaw as the Yakum remains. And next one comes in, and they got a piece of Seaman, hit him right in the numbers. And running on the pitch was Yakum, so he advances to third. Hit by pitch advances Seaman, so runners in the corners with one out. That'll bring up Juan Gorilla. Gorilla, one of the better hitters on this roster. As Murphy needs to adjust his shin guard. Runners take their leads. Seaman over at first, the throw to first, and he dives back in. His only was looking right at him the whole time, just daring him to take a lead. To try again. Coming and standing this time is Ben Seaman. Jackson Joman, the DH, is on deck. Here's the pitch, and Ben Seaman's going, and the ball came out of the glove of the catcher, Murphy, as he came to his feet. So the third stolen base this inning for the Suns as Seaman takes yet another base. Runners on second and third now with one out. And the pitch swung on and sent flying high, foul territory, first base side. And the grab from first is made by Mueller. And it's two away. Jackson Joman will come in with two out and two on. Joman has shifted around here. He's pitched a little himself this season as he looks to strike one a fastball. And here's the pitch. Joman's going to ground it to third again by the third baseman's glove. Ross scoring his throw out. Coming around is Ben Seaman. Yakum and Seaman are in, and it is 4-0 in favor of the Suns here with two out in the bottom of the first. Looking at Suns scoring here, they have poured it on in the past. As I mentioned, they were 16-6 win against Waukesha North to finish the season. That tied their season high. It was 16-3 against Southeastern Wisconsin Christian Homeschool Association. 16-3 win on the road there as it's 1-0 to the next batter. That is Michael Seaman. He pops it up shallow left, and coming from short to make the grab is Nolan Large. And the inning is finally over, but the Suns get big, and they lead 4-0 going into the top of two. We will take a quick break. You are listening to WIAA Summer Baseball Playoffs on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. Top of two all set to go here as it is 4-0. And Sam Gelnick returning to work here. Young pitcher throws ball one to Mike Murphy, the catcher. Four-run first inning put the situation the way it is, and Murphy's going to swing and then knock it over to Schubert at second. And the throw to Mickles is in time, and quickly it is one away. Suns here, as I mentioned, they have been known to pour it on this season in terms of offense. By my count, 8 games in double digits. They've been up and down. Port has gotten the best. They split the series, but they won 8-0 in their last meeting. And Sam Gelnick delivers outside a ball to Nolan Mueller, playing first base. Batting left, the 1-0, way outside for ball two. Head coach Ron Hendrick likes to stick with his pitchers as long as possible this year, but he has been known to pitch by committee if necessary. We'll see what happens here as Mueller pops it up, foul first base side. Mickles will settle underneath it, make the grab, two away. So good defense right here. Once again, some melancholy in the year here. This is the final year, can't say enough about it, final year of the WIAA playoffs in summer baseball as everyone moves to spring next year. As a swing and a miss by the next batter, wearing number 12, it's Lucas Burke, also bats left as ran a foul curveball there. Next pitch coming, and he takes one outside and low. Counts even at one. Nobody's on. Two out. As Gelnick putting some good work out there so far, throws a pitch outside. Two balls and one strike to the senior Burke. Here it comes. Burke takes another one outside, and all of a sudden, Gelnick having trouble getting it in the zone. And the 3-1. All the way outside, the first walk of the day for the young Gelnick. And Burke takes his base, one on, two out. And Derek Miller will step into the plate. Gelnick delivers a beautiful little sinker into the zone. Strike one looking. And Derek is all set to go. Here's going to swing and set a nice little liner in to shallow right for a base hit. Everyone advances one. Burke is at second. Derek Miller is over at first now. So two on and two out. And Port hoping to get something out of this deal before the end of the side. Gelnick puts one high and inside. That was at the numbers of the new batter, Daniel Barney. Barney then takes a strike. Got to admire the way these young men deliver these pitches with a relative quickness. No one takes their time out there. The 1-1 swing and a miss by Barney. That makes it 1-2. So two on and two out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, strike three. And that retires the side. So the Pirates strand two, and the Suns keep their lead. At the end of 1.5, it is the Suns 4, the Pirates 0. You are listening to High School Baseball Playoffs on 101.3 WIBD at AM 1470. We go to the bottom of 2 here as the Suns jumping off to an early lead. Looking for a little bit more here as Uzelding had a bit of a difficult outing to start this first-round playoff game. Winner of this game will face the West Bend West Spartans right back here at Regner Park. Nate Schubert, defensive stalwart over at second base. He will lead us off here. As Uzelding settles in, and here's the delivery. Inside corner for strike one. Zelding wearing number 0. Once again, not something you see very often in baseball as the 0-1 coming, and Schubert takes one low into the dirt. So 1-1. Cloudy day here in West Bend. It's been a pretty nice day for the most part, but we got cloud cover covering most of the patches of blue sky. Here comes the 1-1, and Schubert swings in a high one. Fly out to left. This should be an easy play, and it is brought in by Butchick, Eli Butchick, the sophomore, one of the younger players on this important team, led by C.J. Kohler. And Blake Furlano will step in, the original leadoff hitter. So 8 batters went around in the first inning. He sends by. Uzelde sends it to be a pop-up, and it's going to land right between the second and short for a base hit. A very lazy hit. It just kind of drifted in the air, but over at second, Burke was too far his way. And over at short, Nolan Large was too far his way. And it drops right at the end of the dirt for a base hit. And Furlano's on, and Mickles is back up here. He's sack bunted to advance for Lano. In his first at bat, it's going to be a throwback to first, a very lazy one, kind of an arcing little toss, keeping Furlano in place. And going is Furlano on the pitch. And did they get him? No, it did not. Coming from short was Large. He had the ball in his glove, but it came out as he went down. He managed to make contact. And getting all kinds of dirty is Furlano, but he is safe. That's the fourth stolen base for the Suns this game. Now there's a runner on second with one out. Mickles awaiting the 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. Mickles swings and sends it into shallow right for a base hit. Furlano's around. He got the signal. He's going to beat the throw by a mile. It's 5-0. Once again, a nice lazy hit. This time, Mickles sending it just into shallow left, landing about 5 feet off the dirt into the grass. And head coach Ron Hedrick not hesitating, giving the go signal to Furlano to bring him in as Cooper Schlosser retakes the plate. It's now 5-0 with one out, and Mickles with an RBI single over there at first. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for ball one. Zelling double checking and is going over, and Schlosser will ground it foul along the first base line. So one ball, one strike, one out, and one on. And Schlosser will kick some dirt off the plate. A lot of left-handed batters on this team. And it's a throwback to first to keep Mickles from going anywhere. Mickles, not known for stealing bases. He's more of a contact hitter, as we saw with his his sack bunt. He's known for advancing his teammates as the last pitch came in low for ball two. The Schlosser, here comes a 2-1 swing and a miss. 2-2 the count now. Schlosser's all ready to go. Zelding puts it in. It's going to be sent to left field. Running for it is Butchick. He'll make the grab. Running to his right. Nice reach grab. Two away. Support can get out of this inning without any further damage. Kyle Yacum will step in. This game is about 27 minutes old. New Zelding will deliver, and going is Mickles. A bit of a slow run, but the throw is too high. He slides in safe. 5 stolen bases by the Suns. Trying to make every bit of contact with the bat count. Zelling double-checking Mickles, the 0-1 to Yacum. Yacum sends it foul first base side. I believe it will be out of play, and indeed just beyond the reach of the running at first baseman. That'd be Derek Mueller, one of the two Muellers on the roster. Nolan being the other one. The 0-2 now to Yacum is way outside for ball one. Yacum, a returning all-conference player. Always a choice in left field. It's been his position all year. As here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And the inning is over, but the Suns get one more. And a 2 complete. It's the Suns 5, the Pirates 0. You are listening to Summer Playoff Baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. Top of three, and the Suns have things well in hand. Gelnick will return to work facing Ross. Robert Ross, a utility player. Check swings on ball one. It's ball one, strike one. As Gelding delivers, and Ross will swing, follow up the neck of his bat. It's going to hit the top of the grandstand, and I hear the click audibly. Don't know if you can hear it on the radio. Ross playing over at third here today. Now facing a 1-2 count. Gelnick delivers, swung on, shot out to right center. Garola running for it, and it's going to fly over Schubert's head. It landed right between him and Garola for a base hit. Furlano was also on the run for it, but it landed right in the sweet spot in right center. It's a hit, and a runner is on for Port. And the pitcher, Zach Zelding, will step into face Gelnick, his rival here for this first-round playoff matchup. The pitch, strike looking to the lefty Uzelding. Uzelding steps out of the box here for just a brief second. And the pitch. And ball on strike one to Uzelding. Gelnick checks over and delivers, showing bunt was his only. He pulled back. They're not going to hold it against him. He pulled back in time. 2-1. It was way outside. Staying in front of it was Schlosser. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung on a high one, as Elding did. Nearly eye level. knocked his bat in the dirt a little bit afterwards, kind of kicking himself for that one. Maybe a little over-eager to make things happen as the umpire dusts off the plate. His other thing's ready to go now. Gelnick goes into the stretch. The 2-2. Swung on, shut out to right center. Running for it is Furlano. He will make the grab. It's one away. Going large. Playing short today. We'll bat next. As Ross remains at first with one out. Gelnick goes into the stretch. Here it comes. Grounded over towards short. Schubert will go to second first. To turn two. Ben Seaman. Is it in time? It is not. About a quarter of a step too slow was the throw, so we'll go down as a 4-6 fielder's choice. Large is on. Ross is retired. That'll bring up Marcus Schmidt, the center fielder, with two out and one on first. Gelnick trying to wrap it up. Here it comes. Threw on a slider on that time. It was outside. Staying in front of it is Schlosser. Got away from him for a second. Schmidt with the signal to stay put. The pitch. Swung on, grounded over to third, and Mike Seaman had a bounce off of his glove. Took an odd bounce and bounced into left field. So Schmidt reaches safe. We're going to count that one as an error. Large advances to second. Two on and two out. And Murphy. Murphy will take his position and from the cleanup slot. Gelnick delivers. Shot out to left. It's going to cook foul and land well out of the reach of Yakum. Again, taking time getting a new ball in here. Earlier this year, we had a game where, due to a Little League scheduling conflict, there were no ball shaggers, so we had to rely on the goodness of the crowd as Gelnick puts the next pitch way outside. Schlosser stays in front of it. It's 1-1 now. The 1-1 swung on, grounded over towards short, land foul right at the base of the third base bag. Odd bounce. Looked like it was going right towards short, but then it hooked after the bounce and landed just about a foot on the wrong side of the line. So it remains, it's 1-2 now. As Murphy returns to the box, the pitch sent foul right into the poor Washington dugout. Murphy's teammates diving for cover. Speaking of Port Washington, a pretty good sizable contingent from our neighbors to Ozaukee County attending has another foul by Murphy. This time may have gotten a car in the got somebody out there. Here's the oohs and the ahs. Line foul first base side. Reigns 1-2 as Murphy steps back in the box. Gelnick sets and delivers. Full on, popped up and over. Bouncing off the top of the grandstand, stays right here. Elman taking his time now, getting a signal from Schlosser. The 1-2 once again. Line drive right up the gap between second and short for a base hit. Everyone advances one. Good throw by Furlano from center. And C.J. Kohler at third base, the manager of this sport bunch, puts on the stop sign to avoid anyone getting tagged out. Large advances the third on that one. Schmidt is at second. And now Murphy at first. Bases loaded. And Nolan Mueller, the DH, will take it. Joe Yandry will step in as the courtesy runner for the catcher at first base. Freshman utility player, the only freshman on the roster for Fort. And now here's the pitch to Schmidt. Schmidt takes one outside for ball one. Here's the pitch. Hold on. Popped up. Getting underneath it is Gelnick himself. He'll make the grab, and the side is retired. And the Pirates lose a golden opportunity as the Suns defense holds. 2.5 down. It is the Suns 5, the Pirates nothing. You are listening to Playoff Baseball on 101.2 WIBD and AM 1470. We're at the bottom of the third inning as the Suns continue to hold a pretty convincing lead. Had a bit of a delay there as the Port infield was in a huddle there for some second, and they were looking for a ball for the pitcher to get warmed up. For those of you just joining us, here it is the first round of the WIA Baseball Summer Playoffs, the last of its kind, as it's been decided it's going to be spring baseball from here on out, all teams moving. Only 50 teams remain as of this season. And Zach Uzelding, the pitcher, will return to work here for Port as Ben Seaman steps in. Winner of this game will face the Spartans. And here's the pitch. Strike on that inside corner. Zelding wasting no time. The 0-1, and this one went way outside. You need to count at one apiece. Zelding delivering the 1-1. Swung on an inside pitch. It's going to be flying into shallow left center. Coming from center field to make the grab is Marcus Schmidt. It's one away. Girola will bat next. The pitch is outside for ball one to Girola. Girola, a junior, didn't play much last year. He shifted around. He pitches a little bit today. The next pitch is a swing and a miss on a fastball for Girola. 1-1 with one out. And the pitch coming. Girola takes one way inside. They can get 2-1. Other games in the area as Germantown's facing Brown Deer. Germantown in the fourth seed of this bracket. It's pitcher Garoza. Send one deep in the left to the wall and making the grab at the wall. It is Butchick right in the ID along the fence. Good work there by Butchick to get all the way back. It looked like it might clear, but he read it well, too, and they'll bring up Jackson Joman. Joman sends the pitch, and Joman swings on a high one. Other games in the bracket, Nicolet taking on Shorewood right now. Homestead facing Cedarburg, and Kewaskum has a bye due to being the number one seed. And Joman will take his next pitch and follow it up over the grandstand. 0-2 now to the DH. Jason Brackett, Pius has a bye. Waukesha East facing McGuanago, Brookfield Central, and Tosa West. Throw and swing and a miss, and the inning is over. 3-up, 3-down for the Suns. 3 complete. It's the Suns 5. The Port Washington Pirates 0. You are listening to Playoff Baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. We're 3 innings in to the WIA Summer Baseball Playoffs. For those of you just joining us, the Suns of West Bend East leading the Port Washington Pirates 5-0. The final year of summer baseball, I keep mentioning it because it's kind of a melancholy thing. Summer baseball has been around longer than I have. But it's the end of the era. As I mentioned, only 50 teams remaining, so they're all moving to spring next year by WIA ruling. We'll see how the divisions pan out there. As swinging and falling at third base side is Burke, Lucas Burke, the senior. Now Sam Gelbnick continues his work here. The 0-1 outside for ball one. Arrowhead and Catholic Memorial already spring teams, and they were stalwarts. This is going to be sent into shallow left center for a base hit. Shallow left center, Lucas Burke sends it to Romano, made a run for it, but it landed well short of him, so a runner is on. Now it's up to Port to actually execute something. After these leadoff hits, they're not really getting much else besides base runners on. Port now with 4 hits to their name. As stepping in is Derek Mueller. Takes a high one. And they kind of duck down to avoid getting hit by it. And some signals being sent around by C.J. Keller, the head coach of Port. Next pitch is a strike right through the middle of the zone. 1-1 now the count to the first baseman Mueller. Gunling struck off a few, and now here's Bunt running it for Schlosser. Schlosser will go to first, and it's one away. A sacked bunt advancing the runner. So Burke advances, and a pinch hitter looking like. Looks like Bo Fleischman. Fleischman is the new hitter, batting in the slot formerly owned by Daniel Barney. A large gentleman, broad-shouldered power hitter. Looks like they want to get something going here this inning. Pitch, he's going to swing on the first pitch and pop it up. Shallow right, Mickles backing for it, makes the grab. It's 2 away, and not even having time to even look at running is Burke. So Robert Ross will step in, 2 away, in the 9 slot. His pitch is going to be grounded down the line. Michael Seaman receives the grounder at third and sends it across to Mickles, and that is the side. 3.5 down, the Suns continue to lead the Port Washington Pirates by a score of 5-0, and you are listening to Playoff Baseball, 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up here from Regner Park. It is the final state baseball tournament of Wisconsin WIA Summer Baseball, being broadcast here on 101.3 WIBD at AM 1470, Magnum.media stations. Nathan Kerner here. I want to thank Reed Magnum back there at the studio for patching us up here into the board and maintaining the levels for all you good people at home listening who couldn't make it out to the ballpark today on a cloudy and somewhat breezy Tuesday afternoon here. Suns once again leading 5-0 over the Port Washington Pirates. For those of you who just had a chance to join us, wind coming from the south a little bit. Old Glory stretching out there. Zach Buzelding returns to work as he throws ball one outside to Michael Seaman. 6 hits given up by Buzelding as Seaman swings and fouls it into the backstop. 1-1 your count. A pitch, change up, and Michael Seaman got a high one, sends it way back, going back all the way to the wall. His butt check, and he bobbled it and dropped it. Seaman will round and go for two, and he will take two. It hit the glove of Butchick as he backpedaled all the way to the wall, and he made a beautiful grab against Corolla earlier today. We'll see how they score this. Right now, it's going to be an error. It's the first error of the day for Pirates. The E just flashed there up there on the board. And that'll bring up Nate Schubert with a chance to add to this already considerable lead. He shows bunt, pulls back. It's going to be a strike looking as it just hit the outside corner. And the Butchick just had it bounce off his glove as he hit the wall. The 0-1, and there's the bunt, and it's going to be bunted foul by Schubert. He reached kind of high for that one. Could have pulled back, but he kind of brought the bat up. So 0-2 the count to Schubert. Of course, it's Schubert. You have the top of the order. That's Furlano, Mickles, and Schlosser in the pike. And Buzelding delivers. Comes in high for ball one. So Mike Seaman over there at second base off the error. Made the most of it and rounded and went to second as Schubert swings on an inside pitch, got it with the neck of the bat and sends it into the backstop. Remains 1-2 the count. Suns looking for a chance to face the defending state champions, the Spartans, one more time. Here's the pitch. And the changeup missed low to Schubert. We're now even at 2 apiece. Nobody out here in the bottom of 4. And the pitch swung on and fouled up over the backstop. Stays 2-2 for Schubert. Here's the pitch. Came in low that time, hit the dirt. It's full count now for Schubert. And the leaders of this roster over there at second base with a full count now. A chance to make some fireworks here with nobody out. Here's the pitch. Sends it into shallow left center for a base, and it'll drop. Rounding and going is Michael Seaman. Going for two is Schubert. He will reach safe with an RBI double. And the score is now 6-0 in favor of the Suns. Suns using their small ball to keep it going here. Once again, looking at the field here, Homestead and Cedarburg also playing today. The winner of that game faces Kewaskum. Nicolay and Shorewood, the winner of that, faces the winner of Brown Deer and Germantown. That's the bracket adjacent to the West Bend bracket. Has a strike looking, coming to Blake Furlano as the changeup came back down into the zone. Winner of this team will face West Bend West. Grafton and Whitefish Bay also playing, and a swing on a high one is Furlano. High and inside, send it foul down the third base line. You get some action in the bullpen for Port Washington. Looks like Noah Prom, a senior pitcher, is warming up. But nobody else will see if they make the change here. Zelding checks the runner at second and delivers. And Furlano sends it foul, first base side, not a play. Landing right in the road adjacent to the park. I've always said on the broadcast, this is why I park a good walking distance away from the park to avoid any unpleasantries with foul balls. This is Elding once again checks the runner and delivers. Swung on a high one, and it's grounded foul, third baseline. Brown really chasing the high ones here in this at-bat. Maybe it's playoff baseball making him over-eager, but just got to take a deep breath here. Here's the 0-2, and oh, Ferramo got it right in the hip. That'll advance him with nobody out. The hit by pitch. That'll bring up Nichols with two on and nobody out. And we have, well, we might have a pitching change come up here. As a coach is headed to the mound. We'll see what the exact verdict is. Nothing yet delivered. And right now, Zelding is still in the spot as it looks like a strategy session. And the catcher, Murphy, heading back to the plate before everyone else. It looks like it's just a strategy session. No changes being made. So Mickles will still face Uzelding. So Mickles ready to go here. Uzelding settles in. And the pitch, Mickles takes one way inside, just misses his elbow by about a good 9 inches. So 1-0 the count to Mickles. Here's the pitch. Mickles takes a low one. 2-0 the count. Mickles looking like he's in no hurry to swing. Feeling out to Zelding, and here's the pitch. He swings on that one, sends it right to the first baseman. It's bobbled by Derek Miller. The signal's being put on, and here comes Freeman to score. So Schubert is in. 7-0 to score now. Mickles makes it all the way. And it's going to be an error on the Pirates. This is their third of the day. So Mickles is over at first. Advancing is Furlano to third. And it looks like we might finally get the – are we going to get the pitching change? There's a signal coming from the – looks like that the pitch is still going to be maintained as no one's going out there yet. There's just some signals being sent from the port dugout. Stepping back in is Cooper Schlosser with runners in the corners and nobody out, and a 7-0 lead. Going is Mickles. Here's the throw, and it's a little high and not in time. As Mickles steals a base, 6 stolen bases for the Suns. So Mickles goes to second. Furlano will take his lead at third. And Schlosser is waiting as Uzelding delivers the 0-1. Swung on and bounces off of Uzelding, and it's going to be picked up at short, and the throw will not be in time, and it's a bad throw. Already scored Furlano, and Mickles will come in here. It literally hit Uzelding in the shin, bounced to shortstop. Fielding it was large. He threw it, and it bounced off the glove of Derek Mueller. So 2-run score. It is 9-0, and the plug is being pulled, and Uzelding's day will come to an end. It's going to be the fourth error there, not a hit. And it looks like Uzelding is actually holding his ground here as he's speaking with CJ Kaler. No signal yet. Nobody's out. I'll describe it again. It went off of Uzelding will stay put. It went off of his shin, bouncing over towards short, high in the air. Large pulled it out of the air and threw to first. It was too late to make the play, but Derek Mueller also lost the ball. Romano had already scored, and Mickles had made a beeline for third on the bad throw. Mickles scored, so it's 9-0. Suns now 8 hits, and the Pirates have made 4 errors here today. And that is fatal here, as stepping in is Kyle Yakup. Pops it up. Foul, third base side, should be playable by Ross, and it is. One away. Yakup perhaps a little eager there. That was not really his pitch, but he swung anyway. That'll bring up Ben Seaman, and of course the 10 after 5 innings rule is in effect the minute it scores. Pirates will have one more chance to try to cut into the lead if it gets there. Going is Schlosser. The throw is short, and Schlosser steals yet another base. The 1-0 count to Ben Seaman. The pitch swung on right past third base. Is it fair? It is fair. Going around and coming in is Cooper Schlosser. It's a 10-0 game. It was hit right past the waiting feet of Ross and went parallel with the line. Enough bounces to be ruled fair, and it is 10-0. And the pitching change is coming. Indeed, Uzelding is done for the day. And we will take a break here for a pitching change here as Port Washington has changed its pitchers. We'll be right back here in about a minute as the Suns now lead 10-0 over the Port Washington Pirates. You are listening to Playoff Baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. Zach Gooseling's day comes to an end for Washington. The new pitcher will be Noah Prom, a pitching specialist. The senior will step in here to try to salvage this effort, at least get this side over with. I believe the 10 after 5 rule is still in effect here for the playoffs. It is 10-0 right now. The Suns scoring 5 innings. There's 5 runs in this bottom of the 4th inning. They had 4 in the first and 1 in the second, for those of you just joining us. Pirates, for the better part, have hit 4 hits of their own, but have been unable to get anyone around, including a frustrating top of the 4th inning where they had bases loaded and could not capitalize. Juan Garola with 1 out. And Ben Seaman over at second is the new batter. Jomans on deck. So the Suns can continue to pour on. This is the 9th time this season they've scored in double digits in a game. Season high was against 16 twice this season, most recently against Waukesha West to end the regular season as it's strike one on the outside corner to Garola as Prom. Trying to get things going here. The pitch, and oh, Garola on a curveball that got away from Prom gets hit right in the upper part of his bicep. He's on the worst for wear. Now it's 2-1-1 out, and Jackson Joman, who can go the distance with his swing when he makes contact, now has 2-1-1 and a chance to widen this gap even further. Prom sets and delivers. Joman takes one low and outside for ball one. Here comes the 1-0. It is outside, and it's away. The runners will advance. It's going to be a wild pitch. It was way too the far to the right of the right-handed catcher, Murphy. He reached for it, but it was beyond his glove. So Ben Seaman goes to third. Girola goes to second. Jumping ahead now in the count. 2-0. Here's the set, and here comes the delivery. It's outside for ball three. Jumping really being conservative here. He's been known to swing a little early in some at-bats here, but he's been very good this at-bat. Not even a check swing on these outside pitches. Here comes a 3-0. Takes a strike right down the middle. The count goes to 3-1, and Prom delivers outside for ball four, and Joman will take his base, and the bases are loaded with one out. And Mike Seaman, the... We'll step in. Younger brother of Ben. With bases loaded and one out, he's ready to go. Prom delivers, and Mike Seaman will hit and send it shallow right field. Backing it up and grabbing it is Lucas Burke, two away. And that'll bring up Nate Schubert. So Prom trying to get this side over with so the Pirates can make a try at a comeback here in a moment. Here's the setup and the delivery. Schubert takes strike one on that outside corner. Quite the fastball. Here's the set and the delivery. Her ball came in high and inside. Counts at one apiece now for Schubert. And the next pitch, and Schubert's going to send that to shallow left center, and it's going to drop on a base hit. Ben Seaman is in. Go all around and score. Joman moves to second. It's a 2-RBI single for Schubert, and it's 12-0. That's the 10th hit by the Suns in the game. Running it for it from short was Nolan Large, just out of the reach of his glove, right in shallow left center. And they'll bring in Blake Furlano with two out and two on. Prom checks Joman at second and delivers. Furlano. And right in the gap between second and short for a base hit. Joman's given the signal. He will go all the way. The play will not be in time. He scores on an RBI single from Blake Furlano. It is 13-0. 11 hit performance by the Suns today in the first round. Barring an unforeseen circumstances here, looks like the Suns will take on the Spartans tomorrow right here from Regner Park. Barry the Bear Hirsch will have the call for you then. 5:30 first pitch time right here at 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. We'll see here as Joey Mickles comes in for his at-bat. He takes a ball outside from Prom. Rolano over there at second. And Schubert at second. Schubert's at second. Furlano's at first. That last pitch came in outside again. So it is 2-0 to Mickles. Prom sets and delivers. It's low, ball three. The senior stalwart. Mickles, a three-sport athlete. Fullback in football, a combo guard in basketball. And here's the pitch. He takes strike one looking. He also plays tennis, I've just been whispered to me by our venerable PA announcer. So four-sport athlete. quite the gentleman. This will be one of the last times I might say his name ever, as he swings and misses on a breaking ball outside. Going used to him here, covering games here for WIBD and for West Bend Community TV. He's been a stalwart of all the programs. Got a full count now for him. All the runners are going. He's going to swing it over to second, and it gets a bounce over the second baseman's head in the right field for a base hit. Verlana will score. And it is 14-0, an RBI single as a bounce off the edge of the grass up and over the head. Of Lucas Burke over at second. Schubert scores. Verlana goes to third. And Mickles is over there at first, and Schlosser returns. A 9-run fourth inning. Two out, and the Pirates just cannot seem to get this out. As Schlosser swings and misses for strike one. Here comes the pitch. Got away from Prom that time, facing another lefty in Schlosser. It was way outside. Ball one, strike one. Runners once again on the corners. Two out. The pitch coming. It's inside, way inside. Preventing it from getting past him is Murphy at the catcher slot. 2-1 now the count. Here's the set and the 2-1. And Schlosser sends it deep into center. Backpedaling for it is Schmidt. Schmidt makes the grab. And the inning finally comes to a close. But the Suns get 9 out of it. They now have 12 hits on the day. Your score at the end of 4 innings complete. It is the Suns 14. The Pirates 0. You are listening to Playoff Baseball on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. It's the top of 5, and the Suns sitting pretty with a 14-0 lead over the Pirates. Zach Uzelning will come up to lead off this top of the 5th. So the Suns look like they'll be advancing here, barring a stunning comeback by the Pirates. And Gelnick continues to work. He throws ball one outside. This pitch is going to be grounded over to second. Schubert gets it off the bounce. The throw is in time, one away. Suns once again having a pretty good year, even though they've been a bit uneven against the competition. They did manage to sweep the Spartans. We'll be facing them again as ball one is delivered to the next batter. This is Nolan Large. Next pitch coming in, comes in low again. And suddenly Gelnick having trouble finding that zone. But he's pitched his way out of it before. The 2-0. Strike one looking. The 2-1 is going to be a shot to left center. It's going to drop shallow. So a base hit for Large. He is on. It's a 5th hit for the Pirates today versus 12 for the Suns. Didn't help that the Pirates give up 4 errors, but they got a runner on, and that's what counts. And Marcus Schmidt will take the box. The pitch is going to be grounded over to short. Fielding it and going to second is Mike Seaman. They get the runner at second, reaching safe on the fielder's choice. is Schmidt, two away. You don't have to do anything fancy. You just need the out here as Murphy takes his at bat. And that big four, the first inning, four runs, but that big fourth inning was even bigger, nine runs. Put this one in the win column as Gellin Glaze, he'll go the distance here. It's going to be a liner to short on the run. Here's Mike Steeman, and the game is over. Running to his left to make the grab. And that is the contest. The West Bend East Suns punch their ticket to the next round to face crosstown rivals. In the second round, they will face the Spartans tomorrow after beating the Port Washington Pirates by a score of 14-0. We'll take a quick break here when we come back. We'll have a very brief statement on what's going on tomorrow. And a quick look at East versus West for the third time this year. So don't go away. We're coming back with one last wrap-up here. Nathan Kerner here for 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. We're still live here from Ringner Park. The West Bend East Suns putting one in the win column, winning 14-0 in the first round of the WIAA Summer Baseball Playoffs over the Port Washington Pirates. So the Suns will advance to the second round. To give you a quick idea of what is to follow here, the Suns will now have to face their crosstown rival, the West Bend West Spartans. And it has been a good season for the Suns against the Spartans. The Spartans, defending state champions from last year, for those of you regular listeners here, but West ran into a brick wall against the Suns. The Suns beat them 6-4 earlier in June to beat them for the first time in seven tries, the first time the Suns had beaten the Spartans since 2014. And the rematch, which was a home game for West, as they both played at the same field, once again, the Suns got the better of it, winning 9-6 for the consecutive wins, the first time for consecutive wins since 2013 against the Spartans. So they will face each other for the final time in summer. What better way? In the second round of the playoffs, the winner of that game will head to the sectionals. Sectionals are done in a multi-game format. The first game will be at 10:30 a.m. on Monday. The winner of the Spartans and the Suns will play at 1:30 p.m. thereafter, with a 4:30 game between the winner of the two games to decide who gets to go to state from the sectional championship. But first, the Suns and the Spartans need to face each other one last time in the summer. That'll be tomorrow, first pitch. It'll be approximately 5:30 p.m. right here on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. Barry the Bear Hirsch will have the call on that game. But right now, the Suns basking in the playoff win and their fifth straight victory, winning once again 14-0 over the Port Washington Pirates. I want to say thanks once again to Reed Magnum over there at the studios for maintaining the levels and bringing and beaming this signal out to you loyal listeners. Once again, I'm Nathan Kerner. On behalf of everyone else here at Magnum.media and in West Bend, thanks for listening. Do tune in tomorrow for West versus East for the final time in the summer. Once again, your final score, Suns 14, Pirates 0. This has been a presentation of high school athletics and summer baseball playoffs on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470.